Today, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh rolls out his legislative wish list for environment and transportation bills in 2019. Topping the list, new taxes on Uber, Lyft, and parking garages, and a fine on gas leaks. He'll be sending these bills to the State House later this month, and here to talk about them now is WBUR environmental editor Barbara Moran. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Bob.
What's this wish list all about?
So every year the mayor and his team come up with 25 or 30 bills that they want to try to push through the state legislature. Some of these already exist, some of them they help write up, and six of the bills will focus on environment and transportation.
As we said, there are a bunch of new fines and taxes on the list, especially regarding transportation, particularly with the ride-sharing services that have become essential for so many people in Boston, Uber and Lyft. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. Cars in the city sort of lead to the twin evils of traffic congestion and greenhouse gas emissions. And it turns out that services like Lyft and Uber really contribute to that pollution. Here's Chris Osgood, who's the chief of the Streets, Transportation, and Sanitation for Boston.
In 2017, there were roughly 64 million TNC trips that originated in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Of those, nearly 35 million actually originated in the city of Boston.
TNC means transportation network companies. That's like Lyft and Uber. And so the legislation would put a higher tax on solo trips in Uber and Lyft to encourage people to share rides. But Osgood was very clear that the costs wouldn't be passed on to consumers.
Well, if that's the case and consumers aren't going to pay more for solo trips, how is this tax supposed to get people to rideshare?
Yeah, that was a little confusing, but the idea is that companies like Uber and Lyft will want to save money and they will find ways to get people to share rides. But how they do that still remains to be seen.
All right, so it's on them. And Mayor Walsh is also going to push a tax on private parking garages.
Yeah, that's right. Right now, the city can tax some parking garages, but not all, and they want to expand that ability. And this could mean some extra money for the city. Gina Findaca, the city's transportation commissioner, says that extra money could help promote electric vehicles.
So one potential uses of parking surcharge would be to fund EV infrastructure and to sort of funnel those funds back to the community to support this technology and to support the adoption of EVs.
And Barbara, in addition to that, they also want to pass a bill that would impose a fine on leaks in natural gas pipelines. What's that about?
Yeah, so as we have all heard before, these small gas leaks all over the city are putting methane in the air that's toxic, and it's a potent greenhouse gas, and it kills trees. So there's a lot of reasons to really want to fix these leaks. Here's Chris Cook. He's the chief of environment, energy, and open space for the city.
It's totally appropriate for the gas companies and other agencies to be fixated on these large leaks that have the potential for disaster or complex problems. We're also aware that there's a lot of problems just from this aging infrastructure, and we just really need to incentivize getting those leaks fixed.
So, Barbara, what's not on the list? What was left off?
Yeah, there were a couple things conspicuous in their absence. One was a congestion tax, this idea of taxing cars to drive downtown like they do in London. That's been floating around for a while, but it's not on the list right now. The other thing missing was regulating scooters. The mayor's team says the state should lead the way on that.
And so, Barbara, what's the next step for the mayor's wish list?
So it should go to the State House at the end of the month, and the legislators will pick it up from there.
Okay, I guess there'll be some more to talk about on this at that time. WBUR's environmental editor, Barbara Moran, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.